pianist Mike Wofford and flute player Holly Hoffman's quintet playing a Bobby Watson tuned Carita here on Kansas Public Radio. Joined by Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Rob Thorson, Richard Sellers, bass and drums, the 2012 album called Turn Signal. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear from the new album by Wayne Escoffery and one of the two songs featuring a special guest, the great singer Gregory Porter. And up next, from the Vinyl Vault, 1960, the Art Pepper Quintet. The album was called Smack Up. Jack Sheldon played trumpet, Pete Jolly, Jimmy Bond, and Frank Butler, piano, bass, and drums. Of course, Art Pepper on alto sax, a piece written by West Coast jazz artist Buddy Collette called A Bit of Bassy. Art Pepper from the Vinyl Vault here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. Alto saxophonist Art Pepper here on KPR. One from the Vinyl Vault, the 1960 LP Smack Up, the tune called A Bit of Bassy, with Pete Jolly, Jimmy Bond, and Frank Butler, piano, bass, and drums. And joining Art in the front line, trumpeter Jack Sheldon, who was quite an interesting individual. Not only a very fine jazz trumpet player, but also a singer who was the voice of many of the songs on Schoolhouse Rock back in the 1970s. And a band leader on the Merv Griffin Show, also Merv's sidekick, and an actor, often in comic settings. In fact, when I was 10 years old, he was in a series called Run, Buddy, Run, which I thought was one of the greatest things ever at age 10. It only lasted 16 episodes, which back then was a quick hook in TV. And of course, the often troubled but brilliant Art Pepper. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. K915 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia online at kansaspublicradio.org. In a little more than 15 minutes, we'll hear Organist Gary Versace, but right now, it is time to dive into our jazz album of the week, pianist Billy Childs' new album called The Winds of Change, and he wrote most of the music on the album, but not this one. This is a Kenny Barron composition called The Black Angel from pianist Billy Childs on KPR.
Thank you.
Billy Childs playing a piece by pianist Kenny Barron called The Black Angel from our KPR Jazz Album of the Week called The Winds of Change. More from that each of the next couple of hours on Jazz in the Night. Ambrose Ekin-Musery, the trumpet player, with Scott Colley on bass and drummer Brian Blade. In about 15 minutes, arranger Wayne Alpern's version of My Foolish Heart, an album of his arrangements as played by the New York Saxophone Quartet. And up next, a new one from saxophonist Wayne Escoffery. KPR Spring Membership Drive, the Campaign for Excellence, wrapped up this past Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. You know, every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, and unparalleled entertainment. Thank you, everybody who made a pledge during the drive. If you hadn't quite gotten around to it yet, you could still make your contribution online at kansaspublicradio.org. Wayne Escoffery with a brand new album called Like Minds. This is a piece, a song, actually, written by the saxophonist called My Truth, with a special guest singer, Gregory Porter, here for you on KPR.
Thank you. truth is freedom. My truth is everything. My truth is life. My truth is death. My truth is murder. My truth is justice. everything.
That is saxophonist Wayne Escoffery and his composition, My Truth, with special guest singer Gregory Porter here on Kansas Public Radio. Dave Kukoski playing piano, Akana Akigwo on bass, and Mark Whitfield Jr. drums. Also a special guest in that number, trumpeter Tom Harrell. Wayne Escoffery's new one, Like Minds, on KPR's Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliams. Great to be here with you. Saturday night, the KC Jazz Orchestra is back in business with a concert at the Kauffman Center called The Root. The root of jazz lies in another great Black American art form, the blues. And in Kansas City, that relationship has been very strong, whether it's Count Basie, Julia Lee, Charlie Parker, or Bobby Watson, and more. So we're going to hear an evening of the roots music, the deep ties between jazz and blues by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Kauffman Center. Tickets at the Kauffman Center website, kauffmancenter.org. And what a great job Clint Ashlock and everybody in the KC Jazz Orchestra does. I'm Bob McWilliams. I think I said that recently. And we've got organist Gary Verse, so really fine session on Steeplechase Records, recorded back in December 2006 with Vic Juris, the late Vic Juris, playing guitar, and drummer Adam Nussbaum. And the Cedar Walton tune is called Hindsight, from Gary Verse and his album Reminiscence on KPR. Thank you. Organist Gary Verses on KPR with the album Reminiscence, and the Cedar Walton tune Hindsight with guitarist Vic Juris and drummer Adam Nussbaum. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear from the new album by vibraphonist Joe Locke. Hey, do you run a business and want to support Kansas Public Radio? Well, you've got the chance to do so. You can reach a large and passionate audience that appreciates businesses that sponsor public radio. Find out more and become a sponsor. Call Jake Jacobson at 785-864-8014. New album for arranger and composer Wayne Alpern is called Saxology, in this case focusing on arranging with a whole lot of great arrangements of many tunes running from All the Things You Are to When I'm 64. The arrangement's played by the New York Saxophone Quartet, and here's My Foolish Heart is arranged for that quartet by Wayne Alpern on KPR. Now for Saxology, his arrangements is played by the New York Saxophone Quartet. There with My Foolish Heart for you on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of Creepzotica, Clouseau, and Les Baxter. Also, Stan Kessler's Television, a band that plays only TV themes. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me at the Underground Martini Bunker for the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Stan Kessler and Television among the treats on the Retro Cocktail Hour with Daryl Brogdon. That is 7 p.m. Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. In about 20 minutes, we'll debut a new one in the Latin jazz vein from Israel Tannenbaum and the Latin Bomb Jazz Ensemble. Right after the news, it's saxophonist Corey Weeds with a tune called Let's Go. We'll keep going with Jazz in the Night right after the news from National Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host here until midnight, and then we'll go all night long with David Bassey on KPR's Evening and Overnight Jazz.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. government is urging Americans in Sudan to leave. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the White House wants U.S. citizens to take advantage of a ceasefire there.
While some violence continues, a U.S. brokered ceasefire has helped curb the fighting. Recognizing that any option carries some risk, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre encouraged Americans to leave now.
Because the situation is unlikely to improve, we encourage Americans who want to leave to take advantage of the options that are available to them in the next 24 to 48 hours.
The United States has deployed U.S. intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets to support land evacuation routes that are being used by Americans. Jean-Pierre says the government is also helping Americans who make it to Port Sudan to continue their journey. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
A judge in Massachusetts is considering whether to release the Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents pending trial. Jack Teixeira is accused of sharing those documents with gamers. Prosecutors say that Teixeira also posted threats on social media and kept an arsenal of weapons. They've expressed concern that the 21-year-old's top security clearance could give him access to even more government secrets. California has adopted first-in-the-nation rules to cut emissions from diesel-powered trains. From member station KQED, Kevin Stark has details.
The rules are the state's latest effort to clean up its polluted air, especially around rail yards and ports. They would require that diesel train engines more than two decades old must be retired after 2030. The Air Board says this is a key step in California's effort to phase out fossil fuels. Railroad industry groups have criticized the plan, saying zero-emission diesel technology and infrastructure for trains aren't well developed enough yet to meet the new standards. Other states often choose to adopt California's rules, but the state will need EPA approval. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher with gainers led by big tech companies. NPR's David Gurr reports that the Dow Jones Industrial Average had its best day since January.
Meta, Facebook's parent company, reported revenue that surpassed Wall Street analysts' expectations, and investors were happy with its forecast. Meta's stock ended the day almost 14% higher. The Nasdaq closed up by 2.4%. Among the tech giants that saw gains were Apple, up 2.8%, and Microsoft, up 3.2%. The market shrugged off disappointing GDP data. In the first quarter, the U.S. economy grew by 1.1%, less than economists estimated and less than in the last quarter. David Gurra, NPR News, New York.
The Dow gained 524 points today. The Nasdaq rose 287 points. This is NPR. Former Vice President Mike Pence has testified before a federal grand jury that's investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election. No word on what Pence told investigators who are seeking information on events leading up to the Capitol insurrection in January 2021. The public prosecutor in Paris will appeal a court decision clearing Air France and European plane maker Airbus of involuntary manslaughter. Those charges stem from the 2009 crash of a Rio de Janeiro to Paris flight over the Atlantic. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has the latest.
The so-called black boxes retrieved months after the crash revealed chaos in the cockpit as pilots tried to understand faulty readings given by pitot tubes that had frozen over. The crucial components, popularly known as plane speedometers, give pilots a gauge of their airspeed and also measure altitude. A Paris correctional court earlier this month ruled the plane maker and airline were not criminally liable for the accident and had done everything to prevent it. The ruling shocked victims' families. A lawyer for the families called the appeal a huge relief and a last chance to be able to have the errors in the case reexamined. The crash led to the replacing of pitot tubes across the industry and further training for pilots. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Jerry Springer, whose namesake TV show helped usher in the reality TV era, has died at his home in Chicago. He was 79. Springer was a former mayor of Cincinnati and a former news anchor. After 27 years, the Jerry Springer Show ended in 2018. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 30 years, committed to advancing educational innovations and research that improves pre-K to 12 learning. More at edutopia.org.
That tune called Let's Go to kick off this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, the title track to an album by tenor saxophonist Corey Weeds from a decade back, with Steve Davis playing trombone, Tilden Webb, who wrote that piece, playing piano, Ken Lister and Jesse Cahill, bass and drums. In about 10 minutes, a new Latin jazz release, Israel Tannenbaum and the Latin Bomb Jazz Ensemble. And up next, a new one from vibraphonist Joe Locke, a really fine outing that is called Macrum. And we are going to hear a piece from this written by the bassist Lauren Cohen. It's called Interwoven Hues, the new one from vibraphonist Joe Locke on Kansas Public Radio. Vibraphonist Joe Locke on KPR. His new album called Macrum, a piece from that album written by the album bassist Lauren Cohen, called Interwoven Hues, Jim Riddle playing piano, Samvel Sarkissian, the drummer, with Joe Locke. Great to be here with you on this Thursday evening for Jazz in the Night. And coming your way in about 15 minutes, we'll have some more from our Jazz Album of the Week by pianist Billy Childs. But right now, it's a new Latin jazz outing. The album's called Latin Bomb. It's Israel Tannenbaum and the Latin Bomb Jazz Ensemble. The album is called Impressions. Let's hear the kickoff track to that, a tune entitled Strange Destiny, here on KPR. the music of composer, arranger, pianist, keyboardist, bandleader Israel Tannenbaum. That's his piece Strange Destiny, which opens his new album called Impressions. Israel Tannenbaum on the Latin Bob Jazz Ensemble. Really his first Latin jazz album under his own name. He's produced over 50 albums for other artists in Puerto Rico, Colombia, and the U.S. Also been a pianist, arranger for many others and writing film music. But now, something very personal for him, his new album, Impressions. I'm Bob McWilliams. This is Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. In about 15 minutes, we're going to hear new music from saxophonist David Larson with his special guest, clarinetist and saxophonist Ken Poplawski. And up next, it's saxophonist Walt Weisskopf with a nonet called The album called Song for My Mother, all the composition and arrangement by Walt Weisskopf. I guess there's a few standards he arranged, but mostly his own music. Walt Weisskopf's nonet on KPR, and we're going to hear his piece called Turncoat for you on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio. Whoa, a burning piece from the Walt Weisskopf Nonet, Walt's composition and arrangement Turncoat here on KPR. Walt, the tenor sax soloist, also soloing on alto sax Jim Snidero and trombonist Conrad Herwig. This from December 1995, the album Song for My Mother, the Walt Weisskopf Nonet. In about 15 minutes, a brand new one from guitarist and singer John Pizzarelli. We'll have a song from him. And up next on Kansas Public Radio, we'll dive into our jazz album of the week again from pianist Billy Childs. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Celebrate Trail Mix and 70 years of KPR, the evening of folk music from award-winning duo Ordinary Elephant. That is Thursday night, May the 4th at the Lead Center Pavilion in Lawrence. And Kansas City singer-songwriter Joy Zimmerman will be opening that concert. Tickets are at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab. A concert sponsored in part by Kring's Interiors. Here's Billy Childs on KPR. pianist Billy Childs and his piece, The End of Innocence, from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week. Billy's new release called The Winds of Change. Ambrose Akinmusere playing trumpet with Scott Colley and Brian Blade bass and drums. In about 15 minutes, we're going to be hearing from the new album by pianist Eric Reed. Hear him do a great Benny Golson tune. And up next, the Ken Paplowski Project, or I should say the Paplowski Project, from saxophonist David Larson, who plays baritone, alto, tenor sax, and some clarinet, with clarinet and tenor saxophonist Ken Paplowski. The Paplowski Project, the new one from David Larson, and from that, a piece called Into the Mild, here on KPR. Larson's album, The Poplawski Project, on KPR. That was his tune called Into the Mild, in which he played baritone sax. And Ken Poplawski, better known for his clarinet playing, played tenor sax there with Jake Svensson piano, Josh Skinner bass, and Brendan McMurphy on drums. David Larson's The Poplawski Project with pianist Eric Reed. In a short time, after we hear from John Pizzarelli's new one, support for Jazz and the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nova, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program information at kansascitypbs.org. John Pizzarelli's new one called Stage and Screen, the guitarist and singer with a song entitled You're All the World to Me, for you on KPR.
You're like Paris in April and May. You're New York on a silvery day. A Swiss Alp as the sun grows fainter. You're Loch Lomond when autumn is the painter. You're moonlight on a night in Capri. And Cape Cod looking out at the sea. You're all places that leave me breathless. And no wonder you're all the world to me.
John Pizzarelli swinging indeed there on You're All the World to Me. Here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, his new album, Stage and Screen, the guitarist and singer. And his trio includes one of the very finest young piano players in jazz, Isaiah J. Thompson, along with Michael Karn on bass. It's John Pizzarelli on KPR with pianist Eric Reed up next to take us up to the end of this 10 o'clock hour of Jazz in the Night. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Benny Golson has written a lot of tunes that have become jazz standards, and probably none more popular with musicians to play than this one. It's Along Came Betty, as done by pianist Eric Reed, with bassist Luca Alamano and drummer Richie Quinterly. The new Eric Reed album called Black, Brown, and Blue. Benny Golson's Along Came Betty here on KPR.
Thank you.
pianist Eric Reed and the Benny Golson composition, Along Came Betty. It's a brand new album from pianist Eric Reed called Black, Brown, and Blue. Luca Alemano playing bass, Reggie Quinterly, the drummer, with pianist Eric Reed for you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
Breakfast, they say, is the most important meal, and Morning Edition brings you the most important news of the day.
Yo, Chris, what is a yo-yo car sale?
And also stories like that. We're asking the tough questions.
So if I'm a Beyonce fan, what is the process of getting a ticket?
We take the world as it comes, and you can come along with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you, 5 to 9 a.m. weekdays on Kansas Public Radio. On the weekend, check out Weekend Edition between 7 and 10, both Saturday and Sunday morning. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up with me. I'm here another hour until midnight. Then after that, All Night Jazz with David Bassey. In about 15 minutes, we're going to hear from a terrific album from 1994 by Joshua Redman, the saxophonist, a band that had Brad Meldow, Christian McBride, and Brian Blade with them. Right after the news, some explosive jazz from the Mingus Big Band doing Mingus's piece Moanin'. Now, there are two jazz standards called Moanin'. One is the one by Bobby Timmons, a little bit better known. This is the Mingus piece Moanin'. And fasten your seatbelts. It's a soulful, bluesy ride right after this news from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Democrats and Republicans have until roughly July to find common ground on raising the U.S. borrowing limit or risk defaulting on the nation's bills. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the White House is rejecting a GOP debt bill that includes domestic spending cuts.
The White House says it's been very clear that raising the debt ceiling is non-negotiable. Republicans passed a measure that would lift the borrowing limit in exchange for cutting major parts of President Biden's signature climate change and social services law. The high-stakes standoff between the administration and House Republicans has been dragging on for months with no signs of a clear path forward. If the two sides fail to break the stalemate, the U.S. could default on its existing debt for the first time ever.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Federal prosecutors say the Air National Guardsman, suspected of leaking classified government documents, told his friends that he wanted to kill a lot of people. Details of Jack Teixeira's online conversations were disclosed in court documents. From member station WBUR, Ali Jarmanning has more.
Teixeira had an extremely active presence on the social media platform Discord, sharing 40,000 messages in 5 months. Prosecutors say he spoke with friends about, quote, forcibly culling the weak-minded. He allegedly wondered about the best way to shoot people on the sidewalk from an SUV. Defense attorneys say there's no evidence he took any actions related to the chats. They want him released to the custody of his father. Prosecutors are seeking to keep Teixeira locked up as he awaits trial. The judge in the case is expected to make a decision soon. For NPR News, I'm Ali Jarmanning in Boston.
The Gap says it's laying off hundreds of corporate workers. The clothing retailer says the cuts will affect people in leadership roles around the world. NPR's Elena Selyuk reports.
Gap says it's laying off 1,800 people in corporate roles. The company says the goal is to trim layers of management, scale back bureaucracy, and broadly restructure its global operations across its four brands, Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, and Athleta. This wave of layoffs is much bigger than the one Gap already went through in the fall when the company cut about 500 jobs. Overall, the layoffs affect about 2% of the company's workforce. Gap as a retailer has had a difficult few years, including too many unsold clothes, a messy end of a deal with Kanye West, and lack of a permanent CEO. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Ride-hailing firm Lyft is laying off 26% of its workforce, or nearly 1,100 employees. It is the second round of job cuts at Lyft, which faces competition from its big old rival Uber in an economy that's slowing down. You're listening to NPR News. The white woman whose allegation led to the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till has died in Louisiana. Carolyn Bryant Dunham was 88. Dunham claimed that the 14-year-old Till whistled at her in 1955, Mississippi. Her husband and another man were accused of kidnapping Till from his uncle's home and torturing the teenager to death. No one was ever convicted of Till's murder. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice is running for the Senate seat currently held by Joe Manchin. As NPR's David Mistich reports, Justice was first elected in 2016 as a Democrat, but he's now a Republican.
At an event at his lavish Greenbrier Resort, Justice took aim at President Biden and Democrats on the economy, energy policy, immigration, and other issues.
This nation needs us as Republicans to win.
A 2016 investigation by NPR found Justice owed millions in mine safety fines and taxes. Since then, he's been tied up in legal battles over debts related to his coal mining businesses. Justice was praised for his handling of the COVID pandemic in his state, including a quick rollout of vaccines. He recently signed legislation lowering the state's personal income tax, a campus carry bill, a ban on gender-affirming care for minors, and a near-total ban on abortions in West Virginia. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's gains. The Dow Jones Industrials added 524 points. On Asian market, shares are higher, up nearly 1% in Hong Kong. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, dedicated to helping homeowners get home projects done well, from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. This is NPR.
Charles Mingus's Moanin', opening this 11 o'clock hour of Jazz in the Night, is done by the Mingus Big Band. Their first album, recorded March of 93, called Nostalgia in Times Square, Mingus Big Band 93. They were formed in 1991 with not just the blessing, but the encouragement of Charles Mingus's wife, Sue Mingus, to help keep Mingus's music alive, and they sure have indeed over the years. Featured on that one, the great Ronnie Cuber, who we lost not long ago, on baritone sax, Ryan Kaiser on trumpet, and Art Barron on trombone. The musical director on this first album was Sam Burgess. I got to meet Sam a few years ago in New York City. Very fine bass trombonist. And he said, this is New York music. The music about the weird energy of this place. The young guys in the band react to that and take it in their own directions. The Mingus Big Band. I'm Bob McWilliams. It's Jazz in the Night with a terrific album from Joshua Redman from back in 1994. Up next on Kansas Public Radio, a new one from trumpeter Josh Lawrence in just under 10 minutes. The album Mood Swing, 1994, with Brad Meldow, piano, Christian McBride, bass, Brian Blade, drums. Joshua Redman, the saxophonist, I still think was one of my favorite Redman albums. He's done some really fine ones. I dig this one a lot. And the tune we're going to hear is called Chill. Joshua Redman on KPR. Tenor saxophonist Joshua Redman on KPR and his composition, Chill, the 1994 album called Mood Swing. Brad Meldow at the piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Brian Blade as the drummer. In about 15 minutes, new music from violinist Sarah Caswell here on Kansas Public Radio, and a new one from trumpeter Josh Lawrence is up next. The Josh Lawrence album is called And That Too, Josh leading a sextet, and the tune we're going to hear is one he wrote called North Winds. Trumpeter Josh Lawrence on KPR.
Thank you.
Josh Lawrence here on Kansas Public Radio with his tune North Winds from his very fine new album called And That Too. Willie Moore III on tenor sax, Art Hirahara at the piano, Boris Kosloff on bass. I said a sextet, it's really a quintet. I double counted the drummers who chair the chores. The drums on that one were by Rudy Royston, also playing drums on some other cuts were Jason Tiemann. Josh Lawrence on Kansas Public Radio, music from our Jazz Album of the Week from Billy Childs. Up next, I'm Bob McWilliams. Really appreciate you joining me for our jazz party tonight. I'm here until midnight, just under a half an hour away. And after news at 12:01, we'll hear all-night jazz from David Bassey. The KPR Jazz Album of the Week from pianist Billy Childs is called The Winds of Change. He wrote five of the seven tunes, but this one was written by Chick Corea. Crystal Silence here on KPR. pianist Billy Childers Quartet with the Chick Corea tune Crystal Silence here on KPR with the Kansas Public Radio's Jazz Album of the Week, Billy Childers' album The Winds of Change, that gorgeous trumpet playing by Ambrose Ekin-Musery, Scott Colley the bassist, and Brian Blade on drums. We're here and we are. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got a couple in this next set. The second will be from the new album by pianist Clifford Lamb. But first, it's violinist Sarah Caswell. Her new album is called The Way to You, and this is a piece entitled South Shore. Sarah Caswell on KPR. pianist Clifford Lamb. The tune called Hydra is from his new album called Lamb Chops. The pianist joined there by drummer Herlin Riley and bassist Edward Livingston. New from Clifford Lamb and new from violinist Sarah Caswell to open the set, her album The Way to You, a piece written by Nadja Njordhus called South Shore. Sarah Caswell with guitarist Jesse Lewis, bassist Ike Sturm, drummer Jared Schoenig, and the vibraphonist Chris Dingman. With trombonist and singer Haley Brunell up next to take us up to midnight. You know, KPR's Campaign for Excellence wrapped up last Friday, and we so appreciate you. Almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. A big thanks to all our listener members for everything you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't quite get around to it, you could still become a patron of KPR at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you again for your support. Haley Brunell, a very fine trombonist and a very fine singer, and she does both on her new album called Beautiful Tomorrow. She also wrote a handful of the songs on the album, including this one with the title I Might Be Evil. It's Haley Brunell on KPR.
I grew up with a certain code of conduct. You gotta eat or become a meal, because everybody works harder, walks faster, speaks louder, and never thinks to lie or steal. When there's only room to grow up and never grow out, how was I supposed to feel like I'd ever muster up without filling up my cup? Learn to ask just if I could without thinking if I should.
from my golden throne I've sung. Got ahead of those winners, faster, harder, louder losers. A sinner's hammer I've swung. But evil or not, was it worth it? Was it better?
Singer and trombonist Haley Brunell on KPR, in that case songwriter as well, with I Might Be Evil from her new album called Beautiful Tomorrow. Haley Brunell on Kansas Public Radio.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of Creepzotica, Clouseau, and Les Baxter. Also, Stan Kessler's Television, a band that plays only TV themes. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me at the Underground Martini Bunker for the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Join your host, Daryl Brogdon, from the Underground Martini Bunker for the Retro Cocktail Hour, 7 p.m. on Saturday here on KPR. And we're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being with me this evening. Back tomorrow night from 9 to midnight. Of course, All Night Jazz with David Bassey comes your way after an NPR News update. And the Campaign for Excellence, our KPR Spring Membership Drive, did finish up strong last Friday. Almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners to support KPR. And again, a big, big hearty thank you to everybody who made a pledge during the drive. It's your contributions that keep the jazz and everything else going here on KPR. And you can still make a contribution at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. All Night Jazz with David Bassey after this news on KPR.